have water.
So you say, no water, no problem. You want mineral water, you want plain water. Spy. Your wife was buying on account. 6 months, so big account. Somebody comes out and puts 100, 200,000 in your hand quietly. He says, go and sort yourself out. This person made ihsan on me. Whole life you will be thankful to him that this person has been so kind and how he helped. You'll tell your children that this man, you must always be good to him. You must always be a person, love somebody. And all this five are badarje atam in complete form in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If anyone wants to love somebody for beauty, there is nobody with more greater beauty than that of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that those women who cut their hair is the real life. Not just that we are breathing and walking and talking, but real life is the sadqa of the sahaba, is the sadqa of our ulama and our buzurgani deen. That deen has come into us that we have got some idea of what tawheed is, some idea of what jannat is. So what are the favors of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what didn't? You can just hold on with the azan for a few minutes. We are finished now. Hazrat Maulana Ihtisham al-Haq Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, when the partition of India and Pakistan took place, many people shaved their beards, Muslims, so that they mustn't get killed. But he said, I met a man who kept a beard also during that time. That if I show of February, there will be a Islahi Jalsa in the Darul Uloom Azadwal. Try and attend there also. Inshallah, we will only benefit. So try and attend and take part in all walks, all the departments of deen. Support the Makatib, the Darul Ulooms, Tabligh Jamaat, take part and make sure that we take part in Islah and Tazkiyah. You have left a wilayat open. Let us reach till there. That is our purpose of this world. Let us not waste our time only in making rands and cents and dunya's houses and dunya's comforts and pleasures, but let us prepare for our eternal and everlasting life of the akhirat. Make us of the top residents of Jannat. رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Just take a little mujahma, a reminder for all of us. We are from that which brought us out in this path and how we should spend our time. As we mentioned yesterday, niyat home, we will take dunya home. We'll have more love of dunya and we'll go home and we'll also demand from our husbands, we want our house like this, we want our clothing like this, we want that. But if our niyat is our Islam, then we will look at the good qualities which are in our sisters. Somebody has got humility, somebody's niyat must be also all the time, it must be clean. And we have to refresh and correct our niyat all the time. It for falters also, it's not just enough to make the niyat at the beginning and then we carry on. It falters also all the time and we have to have our wipers on to clean that niyat and make sure we have got the correct intention and that I like my things like this. Forget if you wanted to live like that, you should stay at home. Yeah, we have to learn to forget all those desires of ours. Me, I like this, I like my tea like this. Me, I like this like this. Me, I must have it this way. All those things we must forget when we come out in the path of Allah. Yeah, so he found that the programs are too long. There isn't so much of cleanliness there. And everything seemed to be upside down. Nizamuddin is not a tourist. The Markaz is not a tourist attraction. So anyway, he took a very bad impression. And he went to a very great buzurg in Bhopal. And he mentioned and complained about the Markaz. That a person has got, that he sees in the other person. And if a person hasn't got that, he can't see the good in other people. So, and then to talk about it, that is another great wrong and a terrible thing. So try and look in the good of our sisters and try and bring those good qualities. If we came with 20 good qualities, use it. If we find it clean, leave it clean. If we find it dirty, take that little trouble, clean it. And when we leave the toilet, leave it clean. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was traveling by train in India. One Hindu man got up to go to the toilet. He went and he came back immediately. Maulana understood that there is a problem. But we should learn to be considerate and think of one another. And especially express our appreciation to the house people. Don't acknowledge first in our heart. Many of us, we don't even appreciate, we don't acknowledge. And then express it also. Tell them, Jazakallah, you went out of your way. We really appreciate it. About it ourselves also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما رحمهم الله said, people make the correct translation of this ayat, but not the complete translation. Normally we translate it that Allah and the Malaika are sending durur on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a gathering of students of ulama, and we all will know that this is Jumla Ismiya. Ulama have written the meaning of the durur of Allah Ta'ala. One is made clear in the ayat kareema of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, that we have made very high, very honorable your remembrance. When this ayat was revealed, maybe you will be remembered with me also. So we see that due to time difference in the world, we are now in Jummah time, Zuhar time, and some places they are making Asr at this moment, some places Maghrib, some places Isha, some places Fajr, due to time difference. So everywhere Adhan is called out for the namaz.
Ala Taha Sayyidil Mursaleen, بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقارعه عدوه فطاب من طيبهن القار وقارب البيت. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before we start our talk proper, we will translate this very beautiful poems of our Sheikh, as Maulana has said, and these great lessons for us to learn, great depth in the words of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Ahmad, we wait to leave behind. All your wealth, your properties, and Allah teaches us this lesson all the time in dunya also. We have come from Azad, many other brothers from different places have come. Your house, you didn't come with it. Your properties, your bank balance, everything is there. You only came yourself, perhaps you brought 30 million is already gone to the lawyers. And the other end is